God bless you, Brother Melvin. It's good to be back again with you on the radio, the Gospel for Glory of Jesus, KRAJ 100.9 FM in the Antelope Valley. And that's Brother Melvin Slade from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Sunday. You don't want to miss it, and I'm glad to be on with you today. Father, we thank you for this privilege to be together for the purpose of Jesus. We thank you that we have the privilege to use the technology to speak into the hearts and souls of men and women who will listen today. Thank you for this, and I ask your blessings upon the word that we speak today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I know that many of you in the process of thinking through this business of what happened to Trayvon Martin, and with this man who shot him and killed him, who apparently followed him up and shot him, and people all over the country is looking and thinking about what in the world happened, where are we in this system, and us African Americans are absolutely concerned about where we are in this whole issue. Not only as it had to do with Trayvon, but what in the world is going on for the rest of the country. And in any way you look in the country, something is going on. So what I want to talk about today is the voice of God. When God speaks, we best listen. When God speaks, we best listen. And I'm going to take you to several scriptures, and I want to start off in the book of Isaiah, chapter 55. And let's look at verse 6, 7, 8, and maybe even 9. Verse 6 says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." Watch this, and I'm not pointing fingers, brothers and sisters. This is for me too. Verse 7. This is Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6, verse 7 now. "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Now watch verse 8. "For my thoughts," this is God's words here now, "for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways, says the Lord." Let me read that again. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, said the Lord." It behooves each of us to see what we can hear from the Lord, and I recognize the fact that emotions run high when things like this happen. But God is still on his throne, and I want you to look at how the Lord says what separates our thoughts from his thoughts. Now, verse 9 comes into play. "Far as the heavens are high than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts your thoughts." Now, the other day when I did a sermon, I had a global system put on the screen, and best I know, No technology has provided us with the distance from planet Earth to the outer skirts of the universe. So nobody knows where that is because God made it. Now, he says our ways are that far beneath his ways. Now, anybody with a voice like that, or any element that with a voice like that, if you want to call God an element, I do not, but I just use that so that for you to handle it and take it however you like to take it. But I need to have you to know that when I look at the universe and that the planetary systems are numberless, they cannot number them. The distance across from where our planet is to the other side, to where the outskirts of the outer limits are, we don't know. Now, that's the difference between God's power and our power, God's word and our words, God's thoughts and our thoughts. Now, we're in a funeral here. Fact, even today. And I spoke to the family and I said, all right, it's nothing wrong with crying when you're hurt. But the Bible teaches us, and I believe every word in the word, that we should not mourn as the world mourns, because the world doesn't have any hope. You and I have decided that the voice of God, the ways of God, are far beyond our ways and our thoughts. Therefore, when God speaks, we better listen. And the reason why we better listen, because his words are final. Listen what God said in Isaiah 46 chapter, verse 9 and 10. He says, for I'm God, and beside me there are none others. He says, I'm so much God, I spoke the end in the beginning. I already let you know what the end is going to be. Now, so in the process of walking through life, not a one of us know when we're going to leave planet Earth. Not a one. Don't tell nobody I told you this, but by the way, except for us believers, the rest of the people don't know where they're going. They think they know. Don't let nobody know I told you that. Okay. But the bottom line is, you and me know. We know where we're going. The Lord said that to us very clearly in John chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house of many mansions, if it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place. Look at that. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I come again, I will receive you unto myself. Folks, that's big stuff. But you and me know where we're going. We know that when he returns and picks us up, whatever graveyard that I might be in, there's going to be a hole left in it somewhere. Because I ain't going to hardly stay there. I'll be up out of there. Now, what are you saying, preacher? Are you mean that your physical body is going to glory? No, I'm not necessarily saying that. Because I really, to be honest with you, I'm not a theologian who believes that I know all of that. But I know this, wherever God is, I'm going to be there. Because I am complying with what God has told me to comply with. So I say to you today, brothers and sisters, when God speaks, we best listen. Now, I don't know what Mr. Zimmerman was thinking. I don't know, and probably nobody knows now except George Zimmerman himself, because Trayvon is not here to talk for himself. But from what I can see, it looks like something may have happened that should not have happened. Now, preacher, I hope you're saying that if you're listening on the radio here with us. I hope you're saying, preacher, where are you going with that? I'm glad you asked so I can tell you. Wow. And so I'm saying to you right now that where we're going with this is this. That God knows the beginning, God knows the end, and whatever has happened, God is going to take advantage of that and provide a way out of no way, even though our little brother is out of his body and gone somewhere else. But God knows what he is doing and allowing to happen. So in Romans chapter 8 and verse, 28, listen what the Lord says. Again, when God speaks, we best listen. Listen what he says. Here's what he said. For we know that all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Uh-oh. I see. I'm hearing it. All things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. What you saying, preacher? Well, I'm so glad you asked. Even the stuff that we don't like, even the stuff that happened to us, there may be some stuff going on in your house. There may be some problem between you and your wife. It may be some problem between you and your children. There may be some problem between you and your boss or your job. All of that. Ain't nothing slipped up on God. God knew that it was going to happen. But remember, you and I are a special breed of cat. What you mean, preacher? Again, I'm glad you asked me. What do I mean? Here's what I mean. I mean that what Paul wrote and said, for we know that all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose, which means then that whatever is going on in my life, if I've handled that the very best I know how, and if I've done that with all I know how to do it, and I've asked God for help, and I've asked God to bless my mind, if I've asked God to give me wisdom, and if I've done everything I know how, and that thing still goes that way, God's got a good purpose in there somewhere. Whoa, that makes me happy right there. That I have a peace within me that won't never stop. Well, what I'm coming to let you know today, and the reason why I'm saying listen up to God, is that he's told us that his ways are far above ours as the heavens are above the earth, which we don't even know what that is. So what am I saying? I'm saying that you and I have been so blessed to have a Savior called Jesus. And Jesus came to this earth, took our raggedy, selfless ways, our sins, our behaviors, our jacked up mouths. Some of us, I know you're going to say that's not you. But I'm going to say it was me for a while. I had some ugly lips. I mean real ugly. I could say some stuff you ain't never heard before. I mean, it was, and I was a preacher. Can you believe that? Preacher? Yes, sir. But when I came to myself and realized that I need to hear God and recognize the fact that his ways are above our ways, I'm going to try to take care of my own business. The cops pull up in my yard, going to take my new car and take it in because the Internal Revenue said, I owe bill. You better put my car back on the ground. And I did all of that, and I was a preacher. But somehow or the other, God heard my despairing cry, lifted me from the waters when I was sinking, and gave me a brand new life. Even though I was already saved, and I know I was saved, but I heard the voice of God telling me to change, let the unrighteous man's way change his way, change his thinking, change his thoughts, change his words, change his behavior. And began to follow and listen to my voice. And when we begin to listen to the voice of God, I guarantee your ways will change. Ain't no doubt in my mind your ways will change. And the reason why they'll change is because you don't want to be anything different than what God has called you to be. Then when we go back and look at Paul again in Romans 8 and 28, he said very clearly that all things work together for good. So all of the stuff that has happened in my life, and believe you me, I've had some ugly situations that took place in my life. I mean some situations that, Lord have mercy, it just seems like God had forgotten me. It seemed like God had taken me off his list and put an X through my name and said, I don't want to see you or hear. I don't know if any of y'all ever felt that or not, but I sure have. Seemed like God just put a big old black line through my name and said, don't come back because you ain't fit. And that's how I was thinking. But somewhere in the stillness of the night, when I'm sleeping and trying to get some rest because I felt like I was gone and a loser. I was a loser every direction. Couldn't keep a wife. Couldn't keep my children squared away. Couldn't keep things going straight on the job. And finally, God spoke to me and told me very clearly, you are my son, and I love you. And Lord have mercy, what a great joy that was. So I say to you, his ways are not our way. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His behavior is not our behavior, unless we let God take over our life. And I urge you this morning, wherever you are, in your car, at your house, or wherever you are, don't allow Satan to cheat you out of the great joy that the Lord has prepared for you. And I'm not talking about after you die, brothers and sisters. I'm talking about there's some joy on this earth for you. Right now, I need to tell you that God has some joy for you in this earth. And all you got to do is to change your ways to his way. Last scripture I'm going to share with you, Romans chapter 12. Verse 1 says, present your bodies as a living testimony, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. But watch what he says in verse 2. And be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may present yourself in the way that you should present yourself. But you cannot do that by yourself. He has sent the Holy Spirit. He has sent the Holy Spirit to take care of us and guide us in all of the ways of truth. And ladies and gentlemen, I got a joy that's running over into me this morning, and I hope you hear it. I hope you feel it. I hope you're hearing what I'm saying today, because I couldn't be happier if I was in glory with God, because he has let me know that his glory that is in heaven waiting for me is the same as what he's got here, except I have some in and outs here. There ain't no in and outs there. I'm happy, and I'm thankful for the goodness of God. All right. I want to say to you, we are thankful. Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing your word this morning. And I just ask you now in the name of Jesus that you would bless those ears that heard the word this morning. Let them know that no matter what's going on in their life, there's some great joy that they can have. All they have to do is to be transformed by the renewing of their mind. God, we thank you and we give you glory. We give you praise. And we give you honor, because there ain't none like you. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord. We want to invite you to come by and visit with us. We're out here. If you want to look at it that way, we're kind of out in the country, if you like. But we're right on 100th Street East and just south of Avenue R. We're at 37721 North 100th Street East, in Sun Village or Little Rock, California. Our services start at 10 a.m. every Sunday morning. And I guarantee you, if you come through here, you'll get some joy that you may not have had before. Not asking you to leave your church. If you're already in a church and the Lord has led you to a church, hey, that's cool. But if you do not have a church, we'd be glad to have you here. And if you just need a place to visit here and there, we'd be glad to have you do that. God bless you. I am so happy to be a part this morning, Brother Slay, for the gospel of the glory of Jesus. KRAJ 100.9 FM in the Antelope Valley, where I am. And Brother Melvin, thank you for letting me be on.